Thank you. Short amigos y amigas, we're just starting here, Musical Journeys, our regular Sunday evening world music show here at our lovely Raglan Community Radio, Irirangi or Whangaroa 98.1 FM, and broadcasting live on the web, as well as a podcast recording, which is, this show or episode, which I'm going to go back to Herbie Hancock, as some of you probably noticed. And we had a Herbie Hancock show here a few weeks ago, and I played mainly some of Hancock's earlier work from early 60s right up to 1964 in the album Empire of Isles, something like that, 1964 album. And my last track was Cantaloupe Island. And we're opening this up, reopening this Herbie Hancock special here, part two now, episode two. And some of you probably guessed that this was the Maiden Voyage from the album Maiden Voyage 1965, recorded by Rudy Van Gelder and under the Blue Note Records label. And this album featured a great lineup of musicians. George Coleman on sax and Freddie Hubbard on trumpet, Ron Carter on bass, and drummer was Tony Williams. And some of these musicians, particularly Coleman, Carter, Williams and Hancock himself, were all kind of coming out of the Miles Davis quintet. So imagine, this is as good as you can get, pretty much, coming out of a Miles Davis quintet. Then you release kind of your own work with this amazing lineup of musicians. So what a great era of music that the United States had with the jazz movement there. And this album in particular has what we can call it, a conceptual album, and it was kind of created around this idea of sort of ocean or oceanic atmosphere, hence the name of the album being The Maiden Voyage. And the cover of this album has a person, kind of a blurred image of a person, looks like in movement, like sailing this little sailing boat and going past, it's one of the great cover there. And and it just sort of marks this period of exploration around this kind of conceptual way or of sort of approaching jazz. So many of the tracks titles even refer to marine biology or the sea, and the musicians worked towards developing this concept through their use of space in the music. So I don't know, I hope you kind of got it there, but it is very much oceanic to me and atmospheric. So quite a great album. And this track, obviously, it became one of Hancock's kind of quite well-known tracks. So we will have another one here and off this album, and it's called Survival of the Fittest, and it's a long track. Some of the jazz tracks are quite long, like 10 minute plus tracks, so just hang in there. It's one of those shows for you to sort of kick back, relax, let your mind wander in the tunes of jazz. So this next one is Survival of the Fittest, Herbie Hancock. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Musical Journeys, 98.1 Raglan Community Radio, Iri Rangi o Whangaroa. That was the Survival of the Fittest by Herbie Hancock from the Maiden Voyage album, 1965. And we're going to switch gears here and go to Hancock's next album, which was released in 1967. And it was a soundtrack album by Hancock and featuring music composed for the, Michelangelo Antonioni's film Blow Up. If you haven't seen this film, it's a great, it's actually a great film. I'm not sure where to find online. But at the Altair House in Hamilton on Victoria Street, you can find it there on DVD, though. But yeah, it's a great film by Michelangelo Antonioni, Italian filmmaker, and it's a story about this photographer, and he's quite an intense. I think he was a fashion photographer, if I remember well. And Hancock recorded the whole soundtrack for the whole film. So this is, I don't think that was uncommon at the time, because Miles Davis also recorded a soundtrack album around the same period, probably, or in the 60s. It was a French film, and the rumor was that he recorded this thing live, like just watching the film and recording the music in reaction to the scenes. So that's how he came up with the soundtrack for that film. I can't remember the name of the film, but it was a French title. And this one here, though, Hancock recorded in the studio, and initially he recorded in the UK. And then I wasn't quite happy with that recording, and then recorded again in New York City. And he had Freddie Hubbard on trumpet and Joe Newman, and alto sax with Phil Woods, tenor sax with Joe Henderson. Jim Hall was a guitarist, and Ron Carter again is a bass player, and the drummer was Jack DeJohnette. And Jimmy Smith played some organ for some of the tracks. So anyway, great album. And we're going to play some of those tracks here. They're not as long as standard jazz tracks, but they still, they're sort of like vignettes almost. Short and sweet tracks, and sharp, I'll probably say. This first one is the main track of Blow Up, or main kind of soundtrack. Then we have Verushka Part 1 We're going to have Bring Down the Birds, an outtake, and we will finish this round of the Blow Up soundtrack with the Teeth. And yeah, so there you go. Musical Journeys.
We'll be right back.
Musical Journey is 98.1 Raglan Community Radio, Reedy Dungy or Fangaroa. That was the Teeth by Herbie Hancock for the Blow Up original soundtrack album. That was a pretty groovy. And we are now progressing through. We're not doing like a full kind of discography here of Hancock's work, but I am following a sort of chronological order of his albums, and we are now jumping into the late 60s period. And this album, Speak Like a Child, it's titled. It is from 1968, another one recorded by the Van Gelder, or in the Van Gelder studio, and released under the Blue Note label. And had a bit of unusual frontline here for, well, in Hancock's terms, in terms of the band, it had Jerry Dodgjorn on alto flute, Peter Phillips on bass trombone, and Thad Johns on flugelhorn. So a little unusual. And obviously had Ron Carter on drums, on bass, and the drummer was Mickey Rooker. So this is from 1968 and had Hancock and his wife-to-be on the cover kissing on the, just as a silhouette kind of shot, and against like a what could be a sunset scene. After the sun goes down, you can only see the silhouette of this couple. Herbie Hancock, Speak Like a Child, and this is the title album, the title track. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Musical Journeys, 98.1 Raglan Community Radio, Edie Dungy or Fingaroa. This was Herbie Hancock and the album Fat Albert Rotunda. And this track was called Fat Mama. And this album is from the late 60s, 1969. And it was issued, recorded under the label, under the Warner Bros. Label. So that's when Hancock left Blue Note and jumped ship to the Warner Brothers label. And I was just reading here earlier, so this music was originally done for a TV special, Hey, 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 It's Fat Albert. So it was probably based around that, and then later inspired the Fat Albert and the Cosby Kids TV show. So Hancock recorded three albums under the Warner Bros. Label, and they were M1Dish, Crossings, and Fat Albert Rotunda. So those are the three albums, and we do have a few tracks from each of those albums here, from Crossings. Yeah, there's one each here, so we might not have enough time to play everything. But anyway, I'll probably just play one more from the Fat Albert Rotunda, and then we're going to go to the Crossings album. So I'm just going to skip Emanduishi, because it's quite a long, you know, there were only three tracks on that album, and they were quite long tracks. But anyway, this is the Wiggle Waggle, Herbie Hancock from the Fat Albert Rotunda. We'll be right back. Musical Journeys, Jornadas Musicais, Jornadas Musicales, Jornadas, I better say. This was the Wiggle Waggle from the Fat Albert Rotunda album, Herbie Hancock. So this was an interesting period here in the late 60s into the 70s, where Hancock and others, including Miles Davis too, started to explore this genre of sort of combining, experimenting with jazz and funk and in the electric, well, in this case here for Hancock, playing with the Fender Rhodes electric piano. And at the similar time, Miles Davis released his album, was a experimental album, I should say, called Bitches Brew, which was in 69, around the same time this album here was released. So this period here marks this kind of, perhaps this kind of exploration of jazz and funk genres and, going further, expanding the boundaries here as good musicians do, pushing the boundaries and experimenting. And this kind of jazz funk kind of rhythm or genre, Hancock didn't really pursue that much. He came back to this genre later in the early 70s with his album Headhunters, which was quite well known. And while Miles Davis had the Miles Davis Cellar Door Sessions released in the early 70s, and that followed the Jack Johnson, Miles Davis tribute to Jack Johnson, the boxer at the time, album. So those two albums there in the early 70s, they were really groundbreaking albums because they were really pushing this sort of boundary of jazz and rock and funk and experimenting with it and throwing percussion and guitar and jumping from Miles Davis to Hancock, there's a lot of parallels there. So I really recommend you also listen to, if you're into this stuff, check out the Bitches Brew, the Miles Davis Cellar Door Sessions, the tribute to Jack Johnson album, and then obviously go back to Headhunters, Herbie Hancock's Headhunters album. So they all have really interesting kind of overlaps. But anyway, going back to the Headhunters then, I'm just going to play two more songs here and we're going to finish this show because it's, we're getting close to the end. So we'll release here the Chameleon, the first track of the Headhunters album. And that's a bit of a long one, so I hope you enjoy. This is Musical Journeys. And you're listening to the tribute to Herbie Hancock Part 2. I'm
I'm Thank you.
Musical Journeys, 98.1, Raglan Community Radio, Edie Dungie, O Whangaroa. That was the great Herbie Hancock. This track was called Chameleon from the album Headhunters. And that track there kind of brings it all to an end of this show. And this kind of jazz funky period here from Hancock. So this album, Headhunters, was from 1974, I think, if I'm not mistaken. And, yeah, so that kind of brings it, 1973, I'm just checking here. Yeah, so that brings it up to wrapping it up the stage of Hancock's career here in a good note. So thank you all for listening. And this this Herbie Hancock special should have another third episode, which will be coming up in 2 weeks' time after Javier Stern next Sunday. So Javier will be back here next Sunday for another journey, and then I'll come back with the episode or part three of the Herbie Hancock special. Just a reminder that Hancock's going to be in Aotearoa this month, actually. I'm not sure of the date exactly, but he will be playing in Auckland and in Wellington later this month. So if you're a Hancock fan, get in there, get your tickets sorted. Again, thank you. Thank you all for listening to this Musical Journeys, and I'll be back in a fortnight.